WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A search is on for suspects in a mass shooting today in Washington, D.C. At least one person is dead, several injured.
The vehicle is considered to be a gray and or light blue sedan, four-door, heavily tinted. It has a white paper tag on the rear, no tag in the front, and there is a spare tire on the front passenger side of the vehicle.
Police Chief Pamela Smith. At least three people were injured when shots rang out during an end of Ramadan celebration in a Philadelphia park. Severe storms are barreling through the south, bringing extreme rain and the possibility of tornadoes from Texas to Florida. Damage assessments are underway after this morning's reported tornado in Slidell, Louisiana. At least one death confirmed in Scott County, Mississippi. Stocks tumbled today on a bleak consumer price index. This is ABC News. A group of parents in Littleton, Colorado, say they're preparing to sue after their autistic children were allegedly abused.
10-year-old Dax is among the nonverbal autistic children allegedly punched, slapped, and jabbed by 29-year-old bus aide Kiara Jones. Dax's dad, overcome by emotion.
My sweet and loving son.
Dax's mother.
The torture.
Jones has been charged with assault against an at-risk person. She was caught on surveillance video allegedly abusing a student. Now the families of three children are getting ready to sue Littleton Schools. Their attorney.
These children have been traumatized.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Track and field will be the very first sport of the Olympics to introduce prize money. Gold medalists will get $50,000. World Athletics says it's setting aside $2.4 million to pay gold medalists in 48 events at the Paris Games. Dolly Parton plans to publish a sequel children's picture book called Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 9-5 win over Cincinnati. The winning pitcher, Brewers starter Joe Ross, getting his first major league win in nearly 3 years after having Tommy John surgery twice. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's the story of the game, Joe Ross. I mean, that guy was the Joe Ross of old.
NBA, the Bucks beat the top-ranked Celtics 104-91, but maybe without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a while. He limped off the court in the third quarter. Doc Rivers met with reporters.
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues in Beloit, Platteville, and Madison. I asked Leroy Butler about the Packers' new safety, Xavier McKinney.
More than anything, he can play multiple positions like as I did. He can play in the deep middle, he can play in the box, and he can play in the slot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. In the afternoon and evening, more showers a possibility. Highs to the upper 50s. Sunny, breezy, and highs in the mid-50s on Friday. Currently 51 degrees.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, why is it important that America stays with NATO? Retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson joins us at 10:33. Don't miss it.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kudagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy and Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Speaking of awake, Wendy, thanks for jumping on the show today. You're our special guest, so you'll be on for three segments, and I hope we have a lot to talk about.
That's awesome. I want to mention something about the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
It's S&J.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. They roast their own beans there, and it's, like, really good. And he makes it's called the Steve's Blend, which we get, which is like a double X dark roast espresso type.
Right.
Yeah, it really wakes you up in the morning, and delicious coffee flavor.
Well, I'm sure the people listening to us in Wisconsin will love that inside of information, but
they can order from the website.
I see it's going to be 2-1 here in the show. Patrick, are you
wonderful.
On
and we also want people to support local privately owned indigenous or non-indigenous.
That's easy for you to say.
Privately owned coffee shops.
Well, Wendy, this is the first time we've been on together and we're not in separate rooms in the same place.
Exactly.
How's that feel?
It feels great. I have my headphones on and I could hear everything good.
Yeah.
Should we tell our audience, though? But we had a whole show planned and it was ready to go. And then someone got ill and couldn't make the show so at the last minute. So that's why we're all here together. Mm-hmm. But we don't really know what we're going to be talking about.
What?
We're
just going to... Really?
It's gonna
Is
be
that
a
what happened?
It's going to be a show about something, but not... Nothing.
I was so excited to have another Minneapolis Air episode today. We had some really good guests lined up, or I should say our guest host, Christine McDonald, had some really good guests lined up. But we will get back to them next month, the second Wednesday.
Or next week.
Yeah, hopefully. Who knows?
Yeah. We love to have them on, so hopefully we can get them on next week and everything will be back to schedule. Hey, so... I was thinking a little bit about the show and talk a little bit about the history, because Wendy and I was just joking to Wendy. It'll be like a Pilots Progressive Party. And we did a show called Pilots Progressive Party one day a week. And it was, not Native, and it wasn't slanted Native. And it was really fun. And that kind of was a precursor to us doing 5 days a week.
Yeah, it was kind of a variety show, but mostly newsworthy kind of stuff.
I was singing, sung and dance.
And we would have guests on to talk about different progressive things going on. So, yeah.
And then we also, over 7 years ago, Wendy started Native Roots Radio Saturdays at 1 hour. And then the next year we went 2 hours. And then we went 5 days a week because of our experience with being able to do the show here out of our home in St. Paul.
Yeah, COVID brought that about mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got it together just before COVID, and then it was luckily we did because of COVID.
Yeah, we were
closing
ready.
Closing everything down.
Yeah, we were ready to do it in our home studio. So. Yeah.
And then we had Haley, well, excuse me here. I must have had good food today. there's no mute button for that. Well, at the end of the month, it'll be Haley's first year.
Wow. Congratulations, yeah. Haley.
Yeah, I know. It's so excited. It flew by, and I've just been having the best time.
All right.
No joke.
Okay, that's no joke. Good, good. Because it's funny because Haley transitioned into full-time, and then Wendy transitioned into part-time.
Yeah. That's funny.
Okay, I guess I'm the only one who thinks that's funny. You know, the history. And Patrick, are you on? Are you able to talk?
Good afternoon, everybody. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, Patrick, Pat.
Our producer in the mothership in Eden Prairie. How long have you been working for AM 950?
I just passed my fourth year at the beginning of January, which is pretty shocking.
That's awesome. Well, you've done a great job.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you've been our producer for a long time. And I remember, too, that you were also doing weekends. So we must have only been doing daily shows for 3 years then.
Yeah, I think something like that. I remember I did help out some with the old Pilots Progressive Party, which coincidentally was on Wednesday night. So that's a little bit of a throwback in itself.
Okay. Ooh, good one.
Having this,
we wouldn't have remembered that.
Well, and what have you experienced with Native Roots Radio? I know for me, when Wendy does her sacred animal portion and the guests we bring in, I learn so much. How do you feel about that, Patrick?
Oh, I learned so much from all the different people, you know, different perspectives, you know, and we've gotten a lot more national or regional guests, I should say, than, over the course of the 5 day a week program. You know, certainly having Robert Lildegren on and Bob Blake on once a week, kind of letting us know what's going on in the Twin Cities, and Bob's got the clean energy updates from up north. Mm-hmm. And I always learn something new. It's changing so quickly that there's always something new to talk about.
Absolutely. And like Wendy said, we were really appreciative of you and Brett being at the mothership and keeping things steady, because we know, like, in transition, it was pretty rocky. We were trying to figure out how we could do this, and it's really been smooth. And I just got to give you a quick shout out for being our producer at the mothership.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had producers in the past, and you rank up there the top two for sure. We can't, you know, dis Brett, but we really appreciate your work, Patrick, with Native Roots Radio and all you do for AM 950 here in Minnesota.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys for everything that you've done, and I'll certainly look forward to it every night.
Before we let you go, in a sense, and not corner you and you becoming the guest, but could you give a quick shout out to what's happening Saturday by any chance? Patrick, and we're really excited to go see Stephanie Miller, and I listen to Stephanie Miller every morning when I do my walk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Saturday night, we will be having a pre-sexy liberal party that's at On the Rocks, that's in the Nicollet Diner, Roxy's Cabaret building on Nicollet Mall. That's from 4:30 to 7:00. And then the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Show with all her friends, including John Fugelsang, Frangela, and Hal Sparks. Hal Sparks will have on the Matt McNeil Show tomorrow by the way, as he's interviewed all of those components over the last couple of weeks. He had John on today, and Frangela was on yesterday with Matt. They will start up at 8 at the Pantages. Certainly a night you won't want to miss.
Yeah, and I was talking to the owner of this station, Chad, and it's almost sold out. I think there's 200 seats left, we were looking. And so people, if you're thinking about it, you might want to jump on that as soon as possible, because I think the Pantages holds over 1,000 people. So it's going to be a big crowd, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're excited to go there and meet up with those guys. So, hey, you know, native issues are human issues, and human issues are native issues. And this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And we'll be back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Yeah.
Beat you to it.
Stay with us. Hey, we'll be right back.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Now at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, the Morso Wood Stoves qualify for a 30% tax credit.
Morso Wood Stoves earn the Nordic Swan Eco Label, Europe's most rigorous environmental standard. Here in the U.S., these Morso Wood Stoves qualify for the 30% federal tax credit. This is a credit of up to $2,000 off your income tax when you install efficient wood heating. Morso Wood Stoves are known for elegant Danish design, made of quality cast iron. This is furniture that radiates heat and warmth. Morso brings the tradition of wood heating into the 21st century.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has been selling wood-burning products since 1977. Morso is an important part of our diverse selection of fireplace products. We want to make fire work for you. Let us show you how Morso wood-burning stoves can work in your home.
Get in touch with the folks at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. They are the chimney and insulation experts. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood, gas, and electric units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
And we love our Dr. Stately, and he's just back from vacation. And I know he was a no-show for a guest, but he just got back, and I'm sure he was just totally swamped.
Mm-hmm. We know what it looked like.
What'd you say, Haley?
I said his trip looked fun.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, too, like Wendy and I always get together because we only post pictures that show us getting together or getting along. We don't show pictures of us fighting.
I know. Exactly. Everybody's like, oh, you're such a cute couple and you get along so well and you love each other. Right. Yeah, well, those are the pictures that we post. So we're not going to, you know, show potions.
Why are you pulling my hair?
You and every other couple.
Why are you calling
couple?
Me a beep beep? You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. Well, you know, I kind of want to go back to the history of Native Roots Radio, Wendy and Haley, and just to kind of give a refresher to our fans. I thought it'd be kind of a good time to do that. We started this again like one day a week, and I remember our Uncle Curtis.
Yeah.
And do you remember what happened the first show?
I do remember what happened the first show. So we were really nervous about being on the radio for the first time.
No commercial spots.
No commercial spots. We were reading the live commercials each spot. It was our first time on the radio, and we had guests
lined up,
and we had everything planned and everything ready to go. And we drove to Eden Prairie. We were in our spots in the studio. We were ready to go.
Prior to that, we had found out that the guests were lost and couldn't come.
Right.
And Curtis prayed for us and smudged us off.
Robert asked Curtis to come to down just to smudge off and to give us good feelings and pray for us for the first show. Our guests could not come. They called at the last, very last minute and canceled on us.
Right.
And there we were in the studio, you and me, Jaleesa, that's Robert's daughter, and Curtis was there praying, but we were like, sit down and get a microphone and get a headset on, and you're on the show too. So for an hour, was it an hour show?
Yes.
It was an hour show for our first show. And what we talked about was our experience, because we all went to Standing Rock
right
at different times. And that's what we talked about. We didn't know that that's what we were going to talk about when
right.
we started, but that's what it ended up. And it ended up really being a good show, and it turned out really just fine. And no one was rehearsed or practiced. It just came out naturally, and it turned out to be a success.
And Jaleesa was reading, like, because we didn't have advertisers, and was reading what was going on in the community.
Yeah.
And but what's funny is because the show doing an hour is pretty fun, but we have these breaks, the commercial breaks, so we can take the headphones off, talk in between, and talk about maybe what we're going to talk about or text. Jaleesa was in the studio with us, so we couldn't say anything mm-hmm. during her reads.
Right.
And it was so stressful, and I was sweating, and there was too many people in that small studio, and it was hot. But we listened to the show probably 2 or 3 months later because we were stressed out.
We were like, oh, it didn't turn out so bad. And the funny thing is that Curtis became a regular and he was on the show every week.
Right. When we were on one day a week.
Yeah. For a long time. But it's.
Well, and the funny thing too, Patrick, you can probably appreciate this. You weren't, this was over 7 years ago. The producer at the time, we were leaving, and I think he was a little grumpy because I said, well, how was that? And he goes, well, 20,000 people just heard that. And we went, what? We went, what? You know, he didn't say it was a great show. He just said, well, 20,000 people heard that.
I would lie a little bit better.
Yeah, there's a couple people that would lie. And I know, Patrick, you'd lie and say, hey, that was a great show, right?
I would lie and say that was a great show. And then the next time I'd kind of offer some constructive criticism. That's just how I would do it.
Get rid of that host. He says too much.
Well, I want to mention something that's going on, and I think probably Jelaine might be attending this, or I hope she is, because what a really great opportunity. NAC, Native American Community Clinic, is hosting a community baby shower this weekend, Saturday, April 13th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Little Earth Gym. That is 2501 Cedar Avenue in Minneapolis. And again, this is a community baby shower, so come celebrate new and expecting caregivers.
Oh.
Yeah, the event will have games and raffles, food, car seats, which I heard from someone that an organization got a bunch of car seats to give out, mm-hmm. and they couldn't find enough parents to give them away. So free car seats, baby bundles, and more. Again, Native American Community Clinic this Saturday at Community Baby Shower, Little Earth Gym, Minneapolis.
That's awesome. What time was that, Haley?
I believe 10 to 2.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, it'll be so fun.
Jelaine will be working then.
Well, yeah, she will be working. So if everyone who knows Jelaine, who is my stepdaughter, Robert's daughter, she's expecting twins, a boy and a girl. We are so, so excited.
Right. And I'll give them the traditional name, Robert and Bobby.
Yeah. Roberta.
The girl will be Bobby and the boy will be Robert.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's the same name.
Yeah. Roberta.
Robert,
they are twins.
How much time do we have? Can I just say something?
We got like 6 minutes. So okay. Say it really slow so it lasts the whole segment.
So many of you know we go back and forth to New York a lot because my family's out there. So today, walking in the neighborhood, I was in New York for a really long time. And then I came back.
They thought I buried her in the backyard.
Yeah, our neighbors were like asking Robert, like, what happened to Wendy? Where's Wendy? You know, they thought like Robert murdered me and buried me in the backyard. But walking around the neighborhood today, I felt so good to be back here. Because when you're in New York and you're walking around, like, people don't really say hello. It's like really different, you know, it's kind of harsher. Would you say harsher?
I would.
And yeah. And, you know, I'm back here, I'm walking with Wanda, and Robert and I live in a, you know, a nice neighborhood, and it's very kind of, I'm going to say hippie-ish. Like, a lot of people have
progressive,
like prairie
maybe.
Gardens and, you
we
know,
do.
Lawn signs that
we
say
do.
Save the bees
we
and,
do.
You know, they're. You know, they mow their lawns with, you know, electric mowers
yeah.
and like that kind of neighborhood, you know. And just walking the dog today, there were so many people that said hello to me, you know, just like, hi, you know, like really genuine, like, hi, how you doing? What's going on? You know, and, you know, well, even talk to me and, you know, ask about my dog
oh.
and see what's going on. And when I'm in New York and I'm walking Wanda, you know, everybody just doesn't even give you eye contact. I mean, when I first moved here 23 years ago, if
yeah.
you remember, Robert, we would walk and take a walk and people would say hello to you. And
that
I
was
would,
on Summit Avenue.
Yeah. And I was like, do you know them? Do you know them? And Robert's like, no. I'm like, well, why are they saying hello?
Yeah.
I was like,
tell them to mind their own business. Wendy wanted to say.
I just, it's just been something. And you know what I saw today, Robert?
Partridge in a pear tree.
I saw a sign on somebody's lawn that said, just say no to the 5,500 seat arena
yeah.
That they want to put in our neighborhood up at the Ford plant.
Right.
Yeah,
watch
so
it. St. Thomas is a advertiser.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be in trouble. But anyway, you know. Right. So
yeah.
protect
well, they-
Mississippi River Gorge, prevent traffic and parking congestion, promote neighborhood liability. That's what the sign says.
Livability, right?
Livability. Sorry. Livability. You are right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Promote neighborhood
that.
Livability. Yeah. So,
right.
I mean, I don't want a 55.
Well, this is a
100 seat arena, like. A mile from our house.
This is a thing that really bothers me when it comes to taxing and tax rates. And especially when I was a high school teacher, Wendy, we talked about this on Pilot's Progressive Party, I'm
yeah.
sure, is that these colleges don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
But yet St. Paul Public Schools, for instance, and I know Minneapolis Public Schools too, are going to be cutting staff.
Yeah.
They're going to be cutting cooks that do the new healthy food. They're going to be cutting teachers. They're going to be cutting paraprofessionals and custodians.
Yeah.
I remember the school that I taught at when I started there almost 30 years ago, there were 12 custodians.
Yeah.
And there were quite a few at night and like five or six. There's like five total now.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to cut that too. So now what does that mean? It means teachers are going to have to not only teach, they're going to have to clean their rooms because they won't be cleaned every day. It just things like that. So
yeah.
it bugs me that churches and colleges don't get taxed,
mm-hmm.
property taxed.
Yeah.
It bugs me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what do we do about it? I don't know if there's anything what we could do. We have to talk to our city council.
I think you should run for office.
I'm retired.
Yeah. You could do it from New York with the Zoom meetings.
Yeah, I'm very interested in getting to know my city council member in New York, too. So just
right.
to get involved with, you know, local politics and what's going on. So,
yeah, let them know what's up.
Got to be involved.
Well, maybe we can talk a little bit about that, too, when we get on, is how when you do reach out, they do care, they do count, and they do respond.
Yeah,
the politicians.
Absolutely.
Maybe we talk a little bit about your experience of being a what would you call that?
Just being involved in the neighborhood and your community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and again, Patrick, they probably would have said, get another host.
I hope we don't get fired.
Right, exactly. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Ho-wa.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A search is on for suspects in a mass shooting today in Washington, D.C. At least one person is dead, several injured.
The vehicle is considered to be a gray and or light blue sedan, four-door, heavily tinted. It has a white paper tag on the rear, no tag in the front, and there is a spare tire on the front passenger side of the vehicle.
Police Chief Pamela Smith. At least three people were injured when shots rang out during an end of Ramadan celebration in a Philadelphia park. Severe storms are barreling through the south, bringing extreme rain and the possibility of tornadoes from Texas to Florida. Damage assessments are underway after this morning's reported tornado in Slidell, Louisiana. At least one death confirmed in Scott County, Mississippi. Stocks tumbled today on a bleak consumer price index. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hasn't had a Department of Natural Resources secretary since Adam Payne stepped down in October. Governor Evers tells the Journal Sentinel he wants to make sure he makes the right choice. Also in October, the state Senate fired more than half the Natural Resources Board, which sets the agency's policies. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up at next week's permanent forum on indigenous issues in New York. Critics are worried about plans for an oil tunnel under Michigan's Straits of Mackinac.
If a leak happened within that tunnel, it would cause a catastrophic failure, pumping crude oil into the straits and into the Great Lakes.
Wes Furlong is a lawyer with the Native American Rights Fund. Line 5 carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas every day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. In the afternoon and evening, more showers a possibility. Highs to the upper 50s. Sunny, breezy, and highs in the mid-50s on Friday. Right now, it's 50.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okeezy. Final chance to see this exhibit is this Friday, April 13th.
Well, I'm glad Haley does that read, because, you know, I have trouble with words, Wendy. Okeezy would be like throwing me off for how long?
Okeezy means to heal, right?
Yeah. And Okeezy is hard to say.
That's okay. You could just write out everything phonetically and just say it. That's all.
Yeah. Haley does.
I do it too. That's how we got to do it.
Well, what's really cool is, since we're on the topic of the gallery, and I just want to mention All My Relations Art Gallery is part of NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, here on the American Indian Cultural Corridor in Minneapolis. And we got a really cool email today, I think, with the new announcement of the next exhibit that's going to be at the gallery. And so this new exhibit is called Alternative, and it's by Frank Buffalo Hyde.
Wow. There's another t-shirt idea.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alternative.
That one will start. Right, I know.
What was it? Covenated, or what did we do? Vaccinated?
Vaccinative, yep.
And, we were talking a little bit about your lobbying efforts. We got Howling for Wolves coming up here, coming up Wolf Day, and it's always good to remind our listeners a little bit about the process and how important, you know, I've learned from you, Wendy, that, you know, these senators and representatives and governors and lieutenant governors do listen.
They do listen. So, yeah, just a quick reminder of Wolf Day at the Minnesota State Capitol.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, on Wednesday, April 17th. Google Howling for Wolves. You could go to their page and on the top click events and sign up for this day. Again, Wednesday, April 17th at the Minnesota State Capitol. And you'll get all the details on that page. And you get to talk to your representatives about why it's important to ban hunting wolves and trapping them for good. And we just need to go into their office and sit with them and tell them why. And you don't have to be an expert. The whole thing is if you just go in and talk passionately about the wolves and just say, listen, we need to save our Minnesota wolves for future generations. And I want to have my grandchildren to know these wolves and that they're alive and well in Minnesota. And, you know, you just talk to them.
Well, and there's so many things to talk about when it comes to wolves, too. And, you know, we shouldn't be just randomly killing them. I know Native Americans thousands of years ago watched the wolves and, you know, ran their families and their communities like the wolves, with leaders and followers. And we always like to say that the lieutenant governor is from the Wolf Clan here in Minnesota. I'm from the Eagle Clan, and all three of us are from the Eagle Clan, I should say. We're all related here. And I always like to use the little hands like an eagle that we fly all over the other clans. Some people get it and some people don't, but
I get it.
Thank you. Lobbying's a big deal in what's always surprised me in a good way, not only during the show, but even prior to when we did the show, Wendy, people knew who you were at the Capitol in a good way.
In a good way. No, I, you know, my House representative and my Minnesota Senate, they know me.
They kind of wanted to know where you were, too, these last couple months.
I've spent hours at the Capitol just in their office asking them for things, you know, and then calling them and thanking them when they do something that I really appreciate, or sending them an email, you know. So we got to support them. And listen, we're not going to get everything we want, you know. We're just not, because it's politics.
You also taught me, too, not to burn bridges.
Yeah.
Which is really important, because I love to burn bridges with a flamethrower.
You know, hey, I worked so hard on this ordinance, why aren't you passing it? But they have reasons why, and it's gets, you know, complicated. So you just have to go with the flow and hope for the best. And you know what? They're going to help you with something, something else sometime in the future. So you always have to keep the doors open.
I remember one year, quite a few years ago, one of the speakers prior to you guys getting ready across the street to go over there and kind of get prepped up, that at the time it was Representative Mary Kunish came and spoke to you guys.
That's right. She did. It was a Humane Lobby Day where we got together. Humane Lobby Day, once a year we get together and we bring humane issues or ordinances that we want to have passed in Minnesota. Sometimes we'll go in and talk about five or six things and we have all the paperwork and, you know, we read through it first so that we can talk. Because a lot of times when these bills and ordinances are put on the desk in front of the person who needs to sign them and vote on them, we want them to know what it is. We don't want them to be like, oh, what is this? Which way should I vote? You know, why is this important? We want to go in and actually we educate them because they don't know about all the different issues that are out there. And we ask them to support it. So,
and they appreciate the education. And
absolutely.
You know, it's a lot better. Like I say, I like burning bridges with a flamethrower, and it's a lot better to educate, and it's easy for them to vote against bills that they don't understand.
Exactly. So, you know, if you know, a representative has six or seven people from their neighborhood who they represent come in and talk about an issue, that's powerful. You know, okay, there's seven of you here, but how many more really care about this issue who can't be here today? You know,
there used to be a saying in the business, you know, when you work in the service industry, whether it's you're selling paint or working in a restaurant, if one person complains about something, that means 10 other don't feel good about things, and they just aren't going to say it. So you have two people, you have two people complaining or bringing something up, that means another 20 are upset with whatever's happening in your business.
That's right. And always give compliments if somebody's doing a good job. Let the manager know. Let the boss know.
You're doing a great job, Wendy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I like your hair today.
Well, you know, one thing that I
brushed it.
Nice. One thing that I noticed, too, that Howling for Wolves has been working on, too, is just coming up with other alternatives other than, you know, killing wolves that are harming farmers' livestock and their animals. And what Howling for Wolves has been doing, I don't know if they are like funding this completely. They might be, but the Great Pyrenees dogs, the guard dogs that watch these farmers' livestock up north in northern Minnesota where we have our wolf packs, and, you know, Great Pyrenees, one, just very beautiful animals, very beautiful dogs. And two, you know, they're probably the same size as a wolf. And I've heard very, very great things about guard dogs when it comes to predators and stuff like that. So, I mean, I just wanted to point that out because I think that's a really, really great alternative.
Well, also, Wendy, they have other things like flags and things like that that they can give the rancher
to... to put like flags around, lights around, other ways to deter the wolves. Also, Howling for Wolves had a fund that if a calf or a cow was killed by a wolf, that Howling for Wolves would reimburse them for it. No questions asked. No questions asked.
That was so surprising. I think that's...
And the ranches are still, you know, even with that.
I don't know if it's ranchers up there. I feel like it's people that just want to kill stuff.
Kill animals.
For the heck of it.
They do. They have, they have wild animal killing contests up there. And
It's everyone, all the hunters who hunt deer, turkey, you know, it's whatever's killing their animals that they're trying to hunt, and they're just blaming it on the wolves.
And you know, we had a couple of hunters who came to the Capitol and spoke about how, you know, ethical hunting, if you want to, you know, say that. I don't believe in any hunting, but okay, so let's just say they talked about ethical hunting and how not to be a trophy hunter and not to kill an animal just to have a have it stuffed and be a you know, trophy.
Right.
You know, you want to hunt an animal. If you want to eat the animal, use the hide for whatever you want to use it for, and, you know, treat the animal with respect, then that's a different story. But just to go out and blow these animals to smithereens for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, there were wildlife killing contests up north where, like, they would kill a bunch of coyotes.
Yeah.
And at a bar up north, they would sponsor the killing contest. So people got to buy tickets, and then you enter a raffle, and then you win prizes. You win prizes for the biggest fox, the smallest fox, the one with the longest tail, so on and so forth. Well, we found out about this. We found out about this, and we got a whole bunch of people to call this bar. I literally, we called the bar 20 times a day, every single day.
Not just you.
Not just me. I can't even tell you how many people. He shut it down.
The bar owner.
The bar owner shut it down because he couldn't take the slack that, is that what you call it? The slack that we were giving him.
Flack.
Because we were so disgusted that they were just going to have this coyote killing contest where a bunch of hunters were just going to go and just kill a bunch of animals and not do anything with them, like throw them in the dumpster when they're done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't want to get too much more into this, but I just feel like when I was at the Capitol talking about wolves and sacred wolves and how they are towards Native Americans, the person that was kind of questioning me, and I don't even really want to get into what he said, but I just got the vibe that this guy just kind of came out of his little trailer and looked around and shot stuff that was moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There are people who do that.
Yeah.
They just, that's what they do. They just kill whatever they want. Yeah. Well, without anything. We were supposed to have this like a light, funny show. What happened?
Well, I was just going to say we're halfway.
We got off the beaten path here.
We're halfway done on the show about nothing. I guess that's kind of a Seinfeld thing, right?
It is.
Right. We could talk about the play we saw in New York about Seinfeld. No, we won't. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
At Metro State University, students learn how to change the world their way through in-demand degree programs including healthcare, technology, cybersecurity, and business. Realize your power to change in a learning environment dedicated to equity, inclusion, and anti-racism. Explore 60-plus bachelor's degree programs at Metro State's open house events, online March 28th and in-person March 30th. Visit metrostate.edu/openhouse for details. Metro State University, where learning meets living.
As nature awakens this spring, let's awaken to the call of protection. Native brothers and sisters, let's bloom together by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Let's nurture our heritage and safeguard our futures, one vaccination at a time. So be a vaccinative this spring by protecting yourself and others in our Native community. Whether you're due for an updated vaccine or just getting started, all COVID vaccines offer vital protection against severe illness. For our elders over 65, the latest vaccine is recommended by the CDC to maintain protection. So spring forward with strength, Native communities. Embrace the renewal of the season and safeguard our traditions by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Wow, this show's flown by. We should do 2 hours.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Hey, I want to reintroduce Wendy. Wendy's my awesome, beautiful wife, and she's married to a Ho-Chunk, which makes her Ho-Chunk, and she talks about our sacred animals, our relatives with hooves and tails and fins, you know, and I feel more about that than ever, especially with the loss of our little Lucy.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. Our little kitty Lucy, who was in kidney failure for a really long time, over 3 years. But we kept her hydrated and kept her going. But unfortunately, on her 18th birthday, she had to go over to the Rainbow Bridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're really sad about her. We spent a lot of time. When you spend 18 years with an animal, it just... really quiet in the house right now. That's all I have to say about that. We miss her a lot.
Longer in some people's marriages.
I know. Yeah. I kind of like, you know, I'm in the house and I kind of like look at the corner of my eye and I'm like, I think that she's there. Or I keep looking like over at her kitty, like where we kept her kitty litter. Should I clean the kitty litter? Because I was a nut about that, like cleaning it a lot. But yeah, so it's going to take a while to, you know, get back to a little bit of more normal. I don't know if you'd say normal, but anyway, we miss our kitty Lucy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, like I said, it really, you know, brings home the fact that these little beings have a soul.
Yes.
They have a personality.
Absolutely.
And their
feelings.
And whenever I see anybody's animal pass away, like on Facebook, if they announce it, I always just, all I put is family.
Yeah.
And I put a heart.
They are family.
Because they are family.
Yep.
Yeah.
They are family. So we have, we've always had multiple animals, Robert and I usually always five.
And that's why I cut my hair.
With multiple cats and dogs, or a mixture of them. But we always had at least, you know, five and then three. And then they kind of dwindled away because they were older. But anyway, we have one dog left. Her name is Wanda. And she's an older dog and kind of a little bit of a nervous dog, I'm going to say. So I don't want to bring any more animals into the house just because I don't want to disrupt her feelings right now. I want to, like, let her be the only pet and get all my attention. And although I know that there's so many animals out there that need help and, you know, they need to be adopted and rescued. But she's been so through so much in her life that I just want her to have a little bit of time just as her own, you know, dog. I mean, we don't know. I think she's in May. It's her birthday. She's either going to be 14 or 15. So she's getting up there. And you know what? When dogs see their owners, their brains release oxytocin. And oxytocin is a chemical in the brain. It's the love hormone.
Like chocolate?
Yeah, which is associated with bonding and affection in humans and animals. So when your dog displays excitement and happiness upon seeing you, it's not just due to recognition. It's also because their brain is filled with feelings of love and attachment, similar to what we feel when we're in love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome home, Wendy.
So it's it is. I know. So another thing I want to talk about is I got a lot of bad stuff here that I'm going through, and I want to keep it light. I don't want to talk about a lot of bad things, but I want to talk about good things and how we could help our animals. And I'm going through it, and I can't find any good things.
Well, I just got to say, Wanda, our Wonder Dog, loves you so much and follows you. And we saw something on social media that talked about the worst breeds and the reason why.
Yeah.
And Wanda's breed was there because, and it all kind of makes sense to me.
Right. So there was a dog trainer on TikTok, and she was like, I want to go through the top 10 worst breeds of dogs. And Shih Tzu, she said, is number one.
Yeah.
Now, I have to disagree. I think a Shih Tzu, which Wanda is. But the reason why she said it's a bad breed is because these little dogs were bred,
right,
you know, for thousands of years to be protectors.
And this
to be a companion and a protector. And that's exactly what she does.
At me when I come up to bed and you're with her in bed, like she doesn't know me.
Yeah, and we're like, what is this dog, crazy? She's nuts. But we realize that DNA, she's protecting me. And she's bonded with me. She loves you. She does. But if it was... You know,
if she had a choice,
if Robert ran to the left and I ran to the right, Wanda would run to the right. You know, did you ever see those videos on TikTok or on the internet?
I don't watch TikTok, Wendy. It's bad for you.
Yeah, whatever. It's like the couple is standing there and their dog's there and they both run in opposite directions and then they see which way the dog runs. It's really cute. Well, you should look it up. It's really fun.
Let's make sure there's no poop in the backyard and let's do that.
Oh, stop.
I always thought that Shih Tzus were named like not the best breed because of their nose and how their face was smushed.
It is. That is another thing. Cute. That is another thing, Haley. Thank you for bringing that up, because these dogs are bred over and over again to have that smashed in face, like Frenchies and pugs and those type of dogs. Mm. And it's really a disservice to them because they can't breathe. Yeah. They have like their nasal passages are like all squished together and they snore and they can't breathe and they can't, you know, it's terrible the way...
Well,
that
Wanda's
they're breeding
not
these dogs.
Too bad then. I have only heard her snore when she's really tired.
Yeah, she snores sometimes, but you know, it is. That's true. That is a thing. That is a thing. I'm looking for some fun facts here.
What are the best ones? The best dog breeds.
Like a golden retriever.
A mutt is what what's her name?
Oh,
said.
Yeah. Jane Goodall. Yeah. We went to see Jane Goodall in New York. And a little girl came up and asked her, what's your favorite breed? And Jane Goodall said a mutt or any dog from a rescue or the shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got applause. But it's like, you know.
Yeah. And honestly, any dog breed that you want, there's a rescue for that breed.
Right.
So you can find a rescue and any dog that you want. You name the breed, they have a rescue for it.
Well, and why do we talk about this so much, Wendy? There were statistics about what every person in this country.
Yeah, it's like every person in the United States has to have four dogs each to combat the
homeless.
That's
little babies, 90-year-old people. That's everyone.
Every person has to have four dogs each, and it's even more for cats. It's
seven.
Like seven. Seven cats each. There's just too many animals and not enough people to take care of them. And I know like a lot of rescues and shelters want to be like a no-kill shelter, and that's great, but it's like we're shuffling around these dogs and cats, we're shuffling them around,
right?
And they're not really finding homes. And when I see posts on Facebook where people want to rehome their animals, it just drives me insane.
Right.
It drives me crazy. I'm sorry. Unless you're dying of cancer and you have no one else to take care of your animals, You could go. I've watched House Hunters where people go from the United States and they move to Italy and they take their three dogs with them.
Heck yeah.
You know what I mean? You I take know. Your dogs.
People need
you take
to
take your cats.
These are beans. They're, you know, you can't, it's just not right. No, I
agree.
Gonna
be,
I agree.
They're going to be euthanized. There's not enough people. I mean, unless you have another family member and whatever. You know what I mean? Robert and I will always probably get older dogs now because Robert and I are older. We don't dog to outlive us. And if we do have a younger dog, we'd have to have arrangements for that dog for when we do pass so it doesn't end up in a shelter.
And you saw Haley shaking her head yes. So Haley will be on that list.
Yes.
Right on. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance from Chief Plentycoops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, shop, do not shop, adopt. What else, Wendy?
That's right. Do not shop, adopt.
We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Thank you so much for Brett, Haley, and Wendy for
Patrick.
That's what I meant.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.